today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Dear brothers and sisters, Assalamu alaikum and welcome. This is a new episode of today's special. Thank you very much for joining us.
على ضفاف الذاكرة مد حبهم في القلب يده لا تسأل كيف جننا وانتمينا وثرنا بهم هم رجال صدقوا ما عاهدوا الله عليه فأنا بين خصالهم أجول بحبه أسطر رسالة حب وامتنان رسالة مبدأ رسالة دين قيم رسالة اثني عشر إمام.
As usual, we'll look at the calendar. Today, Thursday, is the 30th of Shawwal, 1445 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 20th of Ordibehesht, 1403 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 9th of May, 2024 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. We'll listen to verses 41 to 42 of chapter Al-Qasas from the Holy Quran. Then we come back and we learn more about the points of these two verses.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. وَجَعَلْنَاهُمْ أَئِمَّةً يَدْعُونَ إِلَى النَّارِ وَيَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ لَا يُنصَرُونَ.
And we made them leaders inviting to the fire, and on the day of resurrection they will not be helped.
وَأَتْبَعْنَاهُمْ فِي هَذِهِ الدُّنْيَا لَعْنَةً وَيَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ هُمْ مِنَ الْمَقْبُوحِينَ.
And we caused to overtake them in this world a curse, and on the day of resurrection they will be of the despised.
لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
مَا لَنَا رَبٌّ سِوَى.
These holy verses indicate that Allah set the people of Pharaoh as leaders who invited others to the hell, and on the hereafter day no one will help them. Those who have ugly way of life in this world will have ugly face in the next world. Here the Quran has divided the leaders into two groups, the leaders of light and the leaders of fire. In the logic of the Quran, we have two kinds of leaders.
والخامس من آل طه يذكر محمد ذاك الإمام الباقر إليه تارز العلوم كلها فبثها لكل قلب يبصر وسادس هو الإمام الصادق في الفقه غصن يافع ومورق
In this part of today's special, we're going to speak about the whole of the life of Imam Ja'far as-Sadiq, peace be upon him. Life of Imam Ja'far as-Sadiq, like the other Imams, peace be upon them all, was the enlightened lesson of the real and true Islam. He himself was considered to be the example of and a specimen of the Islamic ethics, moral, and conduct. You cannot find a father and a son among all the people. Of all the tribes, who may resemble each other from all the angles of ideas, thoughts, character, and conduct. But the family of the Prophet of Islam, peace be upon him, and his pure progeny, all were on the same line and performed their heavenly duty with one aim, one ideology, and did not have any kind of difference in speech, character, and ethical conduct. About the ethical value and the virtue of Imam Ja'far as-Sadiq, peace be upon him, it is sufficient that out of 4,000 of his students, even a single one did not object or criticize upon moral character and conduct of Imam Ja'far as-Sadiq alayhi salam and did not find a weak point in it. He, the Imam, was a practical example and a specimen for the Muslims with respect to aiding, relaxing and resting, walking, speaking and conducts with others.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Dear brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum. This is Ali, your host, and we shall be talking about Imam Sadiq alayhi salam caused the springs of knowledge and wisdom to gush out of the earth. So what is the difference between the time of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam and the time of Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam? The distance between the two periods is nearly a century. The Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam's martyrdom was in 61 after Hijra, whereas Imam Sadiq alayhi salam passed away in 148 after Hijra. There is a difference of about 70 to 80 years between the years of their deaths. During this period, the situation in the Muslim world changed dramatically. During the time of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, only one issue existed, which was the issue of rule and caliphate. The argument was about who should be the one to take charge of the affairs. For this reason, the caliphate as a system had complete influence over all aspects of the government. Muawiyah had an impressive and intense dictatorship system. The time and situation during the time had truly prepared the conditions for him to deprive everyone of their rights. The historians have written that if somebody wanted to narrate a tradition that spoke about the virtue of Imam Ali alayhi salam, he would not say it before he was fully certain and confident that the listener would not disclose the issue. It was a bizarre situation. They were cursing Imam Ali alayhi salam in every Friday prayer. It has been mentioned in history books that a sudden exceptional movement and progression toward sciences took place and that the means had been prepared for people to present their capabilities in the sphere of science. The same means, which did not at all exist previously, at the end of Imam al-Baqir alayhi salam's time and at the beginning of the time of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, were suddenly produced for those who wanted to be a part of the scientific and intellectual arena, to come and present their ideas, enthusiasm, and excitements are created among people on scientific issues. Such enthusiasm and excitement of a nation towards science is very rare in history. That is to say, if Imam Sadiq alayhi salam was not there, the values of Imam al-Hussein's uprising would never have been proven or clarified.
IRIB English Radio presents today's special, Every Day for 15 Minutes.
Be like the sun, shining with light, be like a rose, spreading its fragrance in every palm.
Today's special.
Be like the earth, humble and wise, be like the rain,
the character of Imam Ja'far as-Sadiq, we look at his generosity. A traveler from among pilgrims who was in Medina fell into sleep. When he woke up, he thought this purse has been stolen. He searched for the purse and found Imam Ja'far as-Sadiq, peace be upon him, whom he did not know, praying. He caught the Imam accusing him of stealing his purse. The Imam asked, "What was in it?" He answered, 1,000 dinars. Imam Sadiq took him home and gave him 1,000 dinars. When the man returned to his place, he found his purse. So he went back to the Imam's house, apologizing. But the Imam refused to accept the money, saying, "What I have lost will not return to me." The man asked, "Who is this generous man?" They said, "He is Ja'far as-Sadiq." The man said, "This generosity is particular to him."
Ya Allah, send your peace and blessing on the final prophet and his family and those who follow.
One of the attributes of a real Shia Muslim based on narration is this one. The Shia are the people of piety and diligence. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam said, "Our Shia are the people of piety and diligence, loyalty and honesty, and asceticism and worship. They perform 51 rakats in a single day and night. They pass their nights with worship and their days with fasting. They defray the zakat from their wealth, perform the hajj, and refrain from committing any forbidden thing." Imam Sadiq, peace be upon him, said, "He who claims being one of our Shia while he is clinging to the handle of somebody else is surely telling a lie."
Imam Sadiq is saying that one of the most beneficial types of knowledge is know your limits. Some of us, we don't know our limits. We enter into the business world, we have no knowledge of what is halal and what is haram. What constitutes a halal transaction? What constitutes a haram transaction? The Imam is saying you have to know your lines. Some of us, we enter marriages, we don't know what's halal and what's haram. We don't know what our limits are. We don't know the red lines. The Imam says, you have to know the red lines. Because your religion is not a game. You have to know the boundaries. Because you don't want to leave this world outside of the boundaries that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala set for you. This was Imam al-Sadiq. A very short hadith, but an incredibly deep, a thought-provoking hadith. Now this Imam, this great Imam, he also suffered a lot. And this is what typically happens to great personalities. What makes them great in many ways is their ability to endure. Their ability to overcome the adversity. You know, one lesson that we can learn from Imam al-Sadiq is to look at the glass half full. Imam al-Sadiq was exiled from Medina. Imagine you were exiled from your home. Many of us, we would break down. We would lose. We would be completely demoralized. But what does Imam al-Sadiq do? He's in Kufa. He establishes a school. He establishes a university. Some of his greatest students are from Kufa. Zurara, Muhammad ibn Muslim. The Imam continued the work. He took advantage of this new opportunity.
Dear brother and sister, thank you very much for listening till this time. That is the end time of today's special from IRIB English Radio. We spoke about the character of Shia's sixth Imam, Imam Ja'far as-Sadiq, peace be upon him. Thank you, and we leave you in Allah's protection. Fi amanillah.
La ilaha illallah, Allah Rabbi, Muhammad Nabi, Aliyul Imami. La fata illa Ali, Aliyul Imami, Aliyul Imami, Aliyul Imami. La ilaha illallah, Allah Rabbi, Muhammad Nabi, علي إمامي. لا فتى إلا علي, علي إمامي, علي إمامي, علي إمامي.